This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The corporate story of the day today comes to us from tech, which, to be honest, has really been having a lousy week. Facebook, we told you about yesterday. Twitter shares cratered today on its earnings numbers. But behold Amazon, if you would. It reported quarterly profits of $2.5 billion. That is a nearly 1,200% increase, if you want to do the math. That's over the same quarter last year. Amazon is, of course, the giant online retailer where you can, if you so choose, buy a year's worth of paper towels or order groceries direct to your house. But the company's biggest moneymaker really has nothing to do with any of that. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra explains.
I'm going to start with a little jargon, the cloud. You probably know it as that mysterious place your smartphone photos end up. When something's in the cloud, that just means it's being stored on a computer somewhere else. Well, Amazon Web Services is a cloud platform for companies. It lets them store their data and do their processing on computers that don't belong to them. Take Netflix, for example. It needs a lot of computing horsepower to store all its movies and serve them up to you on demand.
You could imagine Netflix building all that infrastructure themselves.
Gary Pisano teaches at Harvard Business School.
So that'd be really, really costly.
Instead, Amazon does the work for them. Netflix moved its data to Amazon Web Services a couple years ago. Dana Gardner at the research firm Inter Arbor Solutions says Amazon's cloud unit has become a key part of its business because it has high margins.
Amazon Web Services is a smaller division of the much larger Amazon company, but it's become the cash cow. It's become literally a license to print money.
And Amazon's cloud business is growing. Yesterday, the company said the unit's sales had grown to $6 billion for the second quarter, a nearly 50% jump since last year. Microsoft and Google both have their own cloud units, but Amazon got into the business years before them. And Arvind Malhotra from the University of North Carolina says that's kind of a novel position for a company known as a disruptor.
So Amazon is in many ways the incumbent in that industry, as opposed to being an upstart. It is the incumbent.
And he says Amazon Web Services is expected to keep growing. A few new customers it won over this quarter, 21st Century Fox, Verizon, and Major League Baseball. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.